little pain in my heart. Just won't let me be. Wake up a restless night.
Oh,
Lord, and I can't even
sleep.
Elements of music.
Hey, yo, we met when I was 11. New girl on the block, foreign exchange student that didn't really talk. She came from Japan, barely knew the language, but within a week I learned that she was cool to hang with. And she was cute, knew how to have fun, and so my biggest crush had officially begun. Adrenaline junkie, so we stayed into something, running and jumping, even duck hunting. Met with her after school every day faithfully. She was never too busy, always played with me. And yeah, we built up trust over time. Told me your biggest secrets and I told her mine. And mom started worrying about the time we spent. I told her I was in love, she chuckled a bit and said, please, next week it'll be someone else. But she just didn't understand the love we felt. Oh,
and now the day,
oh, it hurts,
has began to get tough.
Come on,
said I want you to come back.
Come back,
come back,
come back,
come back,
come back,
baby.
Yeah,
yeah.
Needed to concentrate to get my degree, and so we broke up. I knew I had to set her free, and if it was meant to be, then I would be sure. She wanted to be a model, but she was still immature. I dated others, but they never compared. She was too linear, but I couldn't tell her I was missing her. Went to the block and heard some real bad news. They said she was on the pipe and started doing shrooms. Called her old news since the new girls came. Tried to talk to her, but just wasn't the same. And she was unresponsive. They called her trash and said, you can get a cheap if you out on the app. I was devastated, so when I came back home I tried to find her. Mama said that she was long gone. I feel like it's my fault for not playing my part. Now I'm sitting in my dorm with this pain in my heart. I can't take it.
And now the day,
worse cause it's my fault,
has began to get tough. Said I want you to come back,
come back,
come back,
come back,
come back,
come back,
baby.
One day about 6 years later, I was in the Starbucks and saw her face in the paper. And though I couldn't date her, I would try to emulate her. But it wasn't the same flavor I used to savor. I thought of all the long nights, thought of all the memories. Figure I would call her, see if she remembered me. And she did, suggested we should meet up. I was with somebody else, but I wanted to see her. And she was still pretty after all she went through. Life was better, so she asked what I was into. Full-time teaching, full-time musician. Gave her a CD so she could take a listen. She did, told me she loved what she heard, but asked why I never made a song about her. And that night I took her home and hit reset. Pain in my heart left me together to the death. Yes.
A little pain in my heart just won't let me be.
So I told about all the pain I was feeling.
Wake up a restless
night. We back
night.
Better than ever, baby.
Lord, and I can't even sleep.
Yeah. Nothing like a cliche, metaphorical rap song to get you thinking a little bit. Now hit rewind. Brand, I'm out.
Music is the elements.
Man, what makes Stevie Wonder a hero is just that the man is, I mean, just not only for beating the odds from day one. I mean, the guy was just a child prodigy with an amazing mind and an amazing vocal presence and an amazing show and just amazing talent as a songwriter. But what made him a hero to me, you know, growing up, was that Stevie wasn't afraid to touch some really, really strong topics. And I really appreciated that, you know. Coming up in the 80s, I had heard a lot of Stevie stuff and didn't even realize that what he had done in the 70s and the 60s before that. But for his music to span decades and still be able to talk about some hard and serious issues, I mean, the Inner Visions album alone or just the songs in the Key of Life and him talking about the growing up in the ghetto and just a lot of issues that young kids like myself had gone through. And I mean, then even in the 80s to go to Don't Drive Drunk, and I mean, then talking about the Martin Luther King holiday. I mean, it's just, I really appreciated his courage as a youth and even, you know, to this day. And to me, Stevie's courage among, you know, beyond his talent has made him a hero in my life.